Hot yoga for your mind, combined with a Spartacus moment. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, Bob. You got it. So I play this little game. I play lots of little games. But here's one of the games that I play that you'll appreciate. When something happens and somebody has a pattern of behavior, I often ask myself, now, what would their name be if it were a Batman movie? It's one of the things that what would their name be if it were a Batman movie? How would they characterize this person? Well, with Joe Biden, if it were a Batman movie, he would be the Nuzzler. The Nuzzler would be Joe Biden, and he'd wear some creepy mask like the Joker, but he'd be the Nuzzler, and he'd be a villain. Your hair. Is that your hair? I just can't help myself. And with more women coming forward and claiming they have been targeted by serial nuzzler Joe Biden, the hair-whiffing, shoulder-rubbing scandal is getting serious. People on all sides of his hair-burrowing antics, well, they're being forced to pick sides. Is Uncle Joe just a loving older man with a penchant and propensity for inhaling the fanciful follicles of women and girls, or is it something more serious and more sinister? Well, that depends on who you ask. It does, however, beg the very important question, who did the vice president smell, and when did he smell them? Smarmy is a word that comes to mind suddenly, and so is, well, queasy, actually. Someone like Julian Castro, running for president, demand he not seek the White House and claim the former Veep's propensity to waft pomade makes him well unfit for office. Biden's odd obsession to nudge, nose, prod, and push his way into the locks of love and lean in for a not-so-casual cuddle certainly puts him in an odd place in the age of hashtag me too. Now, let's be clear. Joe Biden is not the kind of sleazebag that is a Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby, but it is a pattern of behavior that is very unusual, to say the least. We usually reserve the nuzzling for dogs and horses, but old Joe is not going to be denied his moment buried in head and shoulders.
I just wanted to say how glad I am that you're here. It's such an important moment. Oh, boy. Joe, you're steaming up my hair. My dress, Joe. Stop steaming up my dress. Get your hands away from me.
After all, Joe's just a regular guy from a different time who is affectionate, according to his defenders. He's just a guy who likes to snuggle, cuddle, nestle, curl up, settle down, burrow, embrace, hug, or just lean in a bit. And, oh, yeah, he loves to rub noses, too, but that's only for special occasions. It seems old Joe just loves to rub noses.
The Nuzzler, brought to you by Joe Biden.
By the way, plenty of people saying he should not run for president now. The Nuzzler, not wanted. Nuzzlegate explodes everywhere. Hashtag Nuzzlegate, the crisis of our lives. It's an open secret. Come on, we've all seen Joe Biden do this. He's creepy. He is. He's creepy. And some say, you know, there's just no time for Joe Biden anymore. One of those, a self-righteous editor for a long time of Vanity Fair and other relic magazines. She, Tina Brown, says that poor old Joe, he's just a relic of the past. He's just something that needs to go away. Somebody that should not be here. It's bite number 8. It's Tina Brown saying, poor old Joe, he has to go. Bite 8, go.
I actually think that Joe Biden has an incredible record with the Violence Against Women co-sponsoring, which he drafted. He didn't do well at all with Anita Hill. And actually, he blew the opportunity during the Kavanaugh hearings, I think, to make that his moment where he did his whole kind of mea culpa and said, I so got that wrong, I so apologize, and actually call her and do so, which he never did. So he's got that issue to deal with, a lot of issues to deal with. I suspect it does mean, I mean, because there is a reason why this movement after Me Too is called Time's Up, there is a reason why he shouldn't run, really, which is that it's not about this that he shouldn't run, but because he's not nimble in the mores and language of today.
He's not nimble in the mores and the language of today, you see. He could have done a smear job on Clarence Thomas again. He blew it. He bloody blew it.
I hate it when the British step up and try to be, I don't know, superior, I suppose, intellectually, morally superior, the British, looking down their noses at us. You know what? They needed another smear job on Clarence Thomas. That's the takeaway there. He could have done another smear job on the Anita Hill affair. And that's the kind of people that are saying Joe shouldn't run, so he can weigh that however he wants. I don't think it's disqualifying. I think it's disquieting. I think it's unsettling. I think it's strange behavior. But I don't think it's disqualifying, and I fully encourage him to get into the race. Why not? I think it'll be a fun race. Bernie Sanders, with all of his money, which, by the way, Bernie has piled up the cash. Over $18 million in the first quarter. So it's going to be a race if old Joe Biden gets in. And by the way, Bloomberg's back. Yeah, Bloomberg back considering a run for the White House, apparently. Michael Bloomberg and his 58 friends, that being $58 billion of net worth, considering jumping back in. Well, that's the estimate by Forbes, by the way, that he's worth $58 billion. And he could do more to promote his war on climate and his war on guns. That's what he could do. Bloomberg could be here, could command a hearing and impose a footprint in a way that few candidates can because he has unlimited resources. He's also 76, 77 years old, so, you know, he'd be right up there. They could play wheelchair basketball, Biden and Bloomberg and Bernie. Yeah, you could have a big old fundraiser. Be a lot of fun for everybody. Anyhow, so you've got that. So is Biden damaged beyond repair? I don't know. You tell me. Go to stevegruber.com, drop me a note. Is Biden in this thing or is he out? Is the nuzzler, is he in or out? What do you think? Does being creepy and sniffing women's hair in an unsettling way disqualify you from being president of the United States? I hashtag Nuzzlegate. We'll keep an eye on it. It's fun to watch. We have much more important things to talk about, but that is an entertaining sideshow, to say the least. Anyhow, don't stand so close to me, Joe. Just back up, would you please? Yeah, there you go. It's the police. Taking us to break here. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the ride.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy.